Well, welcome. And this is a recording for the Aries Equinox that will be taking place on March 20th. And as you have heard from me before, the equinoxes, the energy of the equinox really comes in about 3 weeks prior to the actual date. So I am recording this on March 11th. And there's so much to say that, I want you to just feel free when you're listening to this to stop and take notes and reflect, because this is a season of change that's pretty, remarkable. Many of them are. So I want to remind you about solstices and equinoxes, that at the equinox, we have equal, amount of sun and equal day and night. And the sun is tracking along the Earth's equator. And what happens is that the magnetic field of the Earth lowers, and it allows these very high frequencies to come in, these galactic frequencies that you are probably feeling even now. I know that when I am quiet and I go into my body and I relax, what I feel is a vast amount of spaciousness and tingling that goes from my feet all the way through my body into my heart and out my hands. And it just feels like a current of energy that's just humming. And, that's how I experience this equinox energy. You can, throughout the next few days and even few weeks, when you find yourself in a moment of quietness, you can invite the equinox energies to interact with you and see what you feel. But what I'm going to do is give you an overview of what's happening and, you know, the intention that I have is for you to be able to consciously participate with the shifts that are happening and to, with that conscious awareness, shift into how can I participate with this in the highest way possible and in the most conscious way possible. So we're going to talk about the higher octave of all of this, and also sometimes what can happen when there's distortion or shadow and how to work with that as well. So I'm going to give you a few dates. On March 7th, the planet Saturn went into Pisces. And that's going to be there for three, Saturn is going to be in Pisces for the next 3 years. That is a significant shift of energy that we're experiencing this month. Whenever an outer planet shifts into a new sign, especially if it's going to be for a number of years, there's a really an energy shift that we can feel. So that was March 7th. The Aries equinox, which is another, you know, initiation of magnetic energy and galactic energy, is March 20th. On March 21st, we have the new moon in Aries. And then a few days later, we have Pluto entering Aquarius, March 23rd. So between March 20th, the equinox, and March 23rd, we have the equinox, a new moon, and we have Pluto entering a new sign all within this month where, it's just a lot. It's a lot of energy shifting. So, I also want to give you other dates that are going to be very significant for the season, because when I share these with you, I'm really talking about the birthday of the season of the Aries equinox season. So between now and around June 20th, these energies are going to be really active. And what we also have other dates that are going to be pretty big within this time zone is that we're going to have an eclipse in April, on April 20th. And on May 5th. May 5th is Cinco de Mayo. And we have the second full moon in Aries on April 20th. So we have a new moon in Aries this month, right after the equinox. And we have another new moon in Aries, which is rare, the next month. So this is a lot of astrological language, and you might be getting a little overwhelmed. But what I just want to say is this month, there's a lot of shifting energies. And we also have Venus moving into Taurus this month, conjuncting the North Node. And we have Mars moving into Cancer a few days after the equinox from Gemini. Mars has been in Gemini for 6 months and has been on quite a journey of self-reflection, and now is moving into nurturing, heart-centered Cancer. And it's just a lot, right? So what I want to say, first of all, is that there are no good archetypes or bad archetypes. I don't believe that there are good placements and bad placements. It's really about looking at what is the medicine of every archetypal mystery school, and how can we consciously participate with these mysteries so that we can make really conscious choices that align with our evolutionary growth. So with Saturn having moved into Pisces, this is going to support stabilizing and crystallizing the boundless, unconditional love and compassion of Pisces. And the love and compassion of Pisces, in turn, will soften the hard edges of Saturn. So we're going to talk about that shortly. I'm going to start with the Aries equinox. At the time of the Aries equinox, we have six planets in the sign of Aries. We have the Sun, the Moon, Jupiter, Chiron, Mercury, and Eris, all in Aries. So this is all radically expanding the energy of Aries, and it's all squared by Mars. And so Mars is adding more rocket fuel to this energy. So when I tuned into the equinox, what I saw was like a tunnel of bright sunlight that was just rapidly expanding and moving, a portal of liquid light. And well, it's really hard to describe it in words. So just a massive amount of light to activate and move things into a whole new beginning. When we have an Aries equinox, Aries is the first sign of the zodiac. So that is the Aries, that is considered the astrological new year. But in this case, because we have two outer planets that are moving into new signs, there's so much. It's like, it's not just a new day for a new year. It's really the beginning of a new 20-year cycle, really. So Pluto is going to be in Aquarius for the next 20 years till 2044. And Saturn is going to be in Pisces for 3 years. So this equinox is really bringing in all of the new frequencies to support these changes. So when we think of Aries, what do we think of? We think of quickening. We think of new beginnings. We think of things opening up. And there's energy of change and asking us to trust this new energy that we have been digesting over many, many years. For those of you who've been listening to me for a while, I'm really always talking about all of the new energies that are coming in. And we have been absorbing and digesting and assimilating new energies. And with that, we've been changing. But we've been changing so much that it's been challenging to see what to do with all of that. You know, where to go with all of that, where the yeses are, where the new creations are. And for many people, this is the beginning of a seed point of having a very clear yes, a very clear understanding of a new beginning for you. Certainly a new beginning is being anchored in for our culture. And so Aries is that sense of that feeling in your body. Yes. I don't know how I'm going to do this. I don't know the details of this, but I feel a strong yes. Aries takes us into new territory. It can be subtle, like changing, you know, some of the routines in your life, or it can be massive, like starting new relationships, moving to a new place, starting new, either new trainings in your work or new work in general. Aries is about feeling enthusiasm, at finding your courage and your inspiration and being able to act. Aries is about action. Finding spontaneous, committed action that is inspired and that's an action you can take before you feel that you have to have too much reflection. It's that, yes, I move forward, but I don't know how, and that's okay. It is about activating and engaging your confidence to play full out with what is transpiring. Aries aligns with serving the light and is committed to worthy causes. Aries loves to express her commitment, her passion, her aliveness in leadership. Now, all of this Aries energy is squared by Mars. So Mars is just like adding more fire to the fire. And the challenge of this is that it can sometimes feel like too much. It can sometimes feel like there's too much energy. There's too much frequency. There's too much information. There's too much happening. There's too much feeling. And sometimes when there's this much Aries and it's squared by Mars, there can be a lot of aggressive energy that gets expressed. And the antidote to this is to slow down when you can. And there's something in the chart of the equinox and the Aries new moon the next day, which is that the North Node is conjunct Taurus, is conjunct Venus. And this is this energy of sweetness, of grounding, of embodiment, of pleasure. Venus is the divine feminine. Taurus is the incarnation of the divine feminine. And the North Node is a directional flow for our collective. And it is an invitation. So we are being invited to connect with these divine feminine energies that are sweet and sensual, that have to do with slowing down, smelling the flowers, becoming like really connecting to simplicity, to nature, to remembering to bring your awareness inside of yourself, to feel, to bring yourself into the present moment, to savor and enjoy. So Taurus is about the Garden of Eden. It is about abundance. It is about an abundant, green, verdant energy. The goddess associated with Taurus is Aphrodite, goddess of love. I think of the energy with Taurus as a tree. And there's a tree near where I live that was blown over in a hurricane. And just some of her roots stayed connected to the ground. And she stayed alive. So what it is you can see the entire root system. It's massive. And this big living tree connected to it. And it's a reminder that no matter how the winds may blow, that when we are rooted and connected to the earth, we can flourish with life. And so when I think of this conjunction of Venus and the North Node, I think of that tree. And I think of remembering that in the midst of so much change, that if we connect our roots down, that we can grow with life that is unfathomably creative. And this time that we're in right now is about an incredible renaissance of creativity and innovation. That's another thing about Aries, is she likes to be very innovative. So let's find some ways in our life to slow down this spring and let Venus be your guide. What else is in this chart is that Neptune is with the sun Neptune is at very late degrees Pisces. And so it's conjunct the sun and the moon. And this lets us see beyond the veil. It's that felt sense that love is real and love is always the answer. Oh, asking the question, what would love do? How does love see? How does love feel? What is Eden? What is wanting to birth in my imagination? What is my yes? Where is my enthusiasm? So that's the energy of this equinox. And connecting to some of these questions for yourself and slowing down and being in the present moment will help you with the very fiery, very quick activation of this equinox. And as always at the equinoxes and the solstices, because we're at the ending and the beginning of a 26,000 year cycle, and at the solstices and equinoxes, the frequencies from the center of our galaxy are pouring in that are supporting us in evolving and growing so we can step in to the next expression of this experiment on planet Earth. And it takes many years. It's a galactic year, but it's 144 years that we're at the edge point. Started in 1929, got very strong in 1987, when many of us celebrated the harmonic convergence was about honoring this. And it goes from 1987 to 2032 as the intensity of this activation, but it extends to 2070, where we are evolving ourselves to heal what we came here to heal and to expand our awareness and our consciousness to align with the possibilities of bringing in the most fulfilling reality for all. And each of us came here with our own distortions and our own sort of curriculum for healing. And as we heal ourselves, we heal the planet. And these energies that are coming in are really activating a deeper level of momentum for that healing and bringing in this very high energy for us to work with so that that healing can have more ease. So now I'm going to just talk about Saturn moving into Pisces. Started in March 7th, and it will be there for the next 3 years. And for those of you who are old enough, the last time Saturn was in Pisces was about 30 years ago. Between 1993 and 1996. And it sometimes helps to look back in our lives to see what was going on then. So I know that for me, what was going on was, I had many years of working with different spiritual teachers and medicine people and lived in a Zen center and a yoga ashram and, worked with a Cherokee medicine woman. And by the time I was the age, by the time 1993 had rolled around, I had had a child and I thought I was kind of done. And I was in my ordinary, I was going to be, motherhood was going to be my path. And sure enough, I ended up getting a session with a channeled being. And during that session, I felt this light, kind of the way I described it in the beginning of this talk around the Aries equinox. I felt myself in a tunnel of light that was completely absorbing my entire body. And it was filled with love, total love, and just dissolved into this love. And this teacher said to me, I think you're going to be working with me and I'm having a retreat in a few months and I'm inviting you to come. And I was like, how am I going to do that? I have a baby. And he was like, you are just, and anyway, it started a multi-year odyssey of working at really, transforming me into who I am, the ground of who I am now, and understanding a great deal more than I did before. So Pisces is about being connected to all that is. Pisces is a water sign. Pisces is that vibration of we are all connected. Pisces is about empathy, helping and healing and being of service to others, being of service to spirit, to all life. Pisces is about compassion and that unbounded love. Pisces is associated with mystical reality and states of bliss and union. Pisces is also associated with the imagination, creativity, the world of dreams and visions. Pisces is a water sign, and you can think of a flowing river. And today is March 11th. There are many rivers that are overflowing their banks right now in California. And we pray that for this to be easeful for people, for there to be support, for there to be help where help is needed, and for there to be peacefulness to some of the fear that's being raised by this out of control weather patterns that are part of our new reality. And so Pisces flows like a river, and like a river, the water overflows at times. So Pisces needs earth, needs boundaries, sandbags. So what are they doing right now? They're putting sandbags around this so that the water will hopefully not breach as much, right? And so in our own lives, what's happening with Saturn and Pisces is Saturn is an earth energy. So Saturn is basically bringing our attention to what is working and not working with the energy of Pisces, with the water element in general, and asking us to kind of come down to earth and to mature and to grow this archetype so that we are releasing some of the addictions that are associated with Pisces. So Pisces is so sensitive and open that addictions are associated with this because it's the way to numb out of the pain that can come with so much sensitivity. Procrastination, codependency, and lack of boundaries. Getting depleted from overflowing and giving out too much. And so we are transforming the Piscean Mystery School. And one of the things that we're transforming is the old Pisces was sort of a martyr energy that bled out and gave and gave and gave until there was depletion. And the new Pisces is more of an image of being in a field with rainbow light coming in, absorbing the rainbow light and radiating in an overflow. And we're kind of shifting, and Saturn is that energy of Saturn has a bad reputation. I happen to really like Saturn because Saturn always tells us the truth. Well, usually tells us. Sometimes Saturn goes overboard in telling us where we're not making things work. But a lot of times Saturn is just giving us a really practical form for our spiritual reality in Pisces in particular. Pisces does soften the hard edges of Saturn. So Saturn is asking you and all of us to take responsibility for our own healing and to collectively step up to take responsibility for the toxicity in our waters, whether it is in our personal emotional waters, the water of connection with others, in our spiritual lives, and in the waters of the world. Over the next 3 years, we're going to be having a lot of awareness placed on the water and where there's too much, where there's too little, where there's toxicity in the water, and what Saturn's going to be pointing out, like pressurizing us to clear the water, and perhaps we'll be bubbling up into our consciousness innovative ways to actually clean the water. I just read an article maybe yesterday about getting energy out of the water, like turning water into a clean energy source. And so you're going to just be, Saturn brings things into form and focuses us. And so everything related to water and connectivity and empathy and compassion and all of the Pisces stuff that I just shared with you is going to really be brought into the world. We're also being asked to leave behind where there is those habits of denial and delusion and codependency and self-abandonment And really, Saturn's going to show you the truth of where you don't have healthy boundaries. And Saturn's going to show you what are the results. What Saturn loves to say, here is cause and effect. If you continue to do what you're doing without healthy boundaries, here is the effect. You might be exhausted. You might get autoimmune disease. You might have this, you might have that. And so in that regard, Saturn is incredibly useful if you're looking at Saturn as a tool in helping you with self-awareness. If it's a tool in helping you with self-awareness, really, really helpful. Saturn has a bad reputation because Saturn brings us challenges. Saturn asks us to take responsibility for our own creations and how we really show up. And Saturn does show us with the reflections of how it is that we're really showing up. So if we really don't want to see that, we will not like Saturn very much. If we're really open to seeing that, we'll be really grateful that there's some clarity. And the other thing that Saturn brings is tools, practical tools, that if you use them in a disciplined way, you will get results. And these are all Saturn words: discipline, toolbox, results. It's where the rubber meets the road. And it's all about the Piscean Mystery School. So we think of water as healer, and we think of the healing waters, and we think of themes over the next 3 years: healing waters, how water is a healer, how much water we actually have to drink. Water, and Saturn says, what are the practices and disciplines that you are prepared to commit to keep your emotional waters cool, clear, and flowing gently? And really, what it is, it's about presence. It's about embodiment. It's about staying with yourself and all of the different tools that support us in being present and embodied and staying with ourselves, that really helps to build spaciousness. And the earth that Pisces needs to flow, it's the sandbag. So I just want to ask you, like, what changes do you need to make as you're listening to some of this? What lessons need to be learned? Saturn brings discipline, a serious study of healing arts, intuitive arts, spirituality, creativity, the imagination. You're going to see a lot of serious deep dives, courses, more and more courses about, you know, your intuition, your creativity. I mean, it's not like this stuff hasn't been around, but it's going to be really highlighted over the next 3 years and really highlighted our spiritual paths. And also new methods for healing trauma that are simple, that help dissolve, repair, and reset old energy patterns that stem from past trauma that has become frozen into form and has sort of found its way into our foundations. So in Saturn, what happens is we can really change something that has been frozen into form. It starts to dissolve, especially with Pisces. This watery dissolving can come in and unfreeze places that are frozen and help you reset and repair these energy patterns so that the ground that you're standing on isn't connected to these old traumas. But it's not going to happen just because Saturn's in Pisces. It's going to happen because you are willing to work with this energy, to utilize the tools that are available, that are going to be coming more and more available on social media, on YouTube, and, you know, everywhere, and to do the work to make the changes. And then what can happen is you can create a form within yourself that really is rooted in the really beautiful aspects of Pisces, which are your creativity, this a feeling of spaciousness, a felt sense that love is reality, that love is always the answer. And not just the idea that love is the only, always the answer, the experience of that. And a consciousness around healing and an empathy that comes in for ourselves and for each other and the whole planet and what we're going through. I mean, it really is a huge awakening that we're going through and that we have chosen to be here during this time where things keep changing. And we don't end up in a place where it's like, okay, we've arrived. We've gotten there. And now we're living in Eden. It's that we're continuing to work with the challenges and to embrace the changes that we can. And the heartbrokenness of the brokenness of the world as it continues to arise. And that is also Pisces. Pisces is about willing to grieve, willing to access our grief for the suffering of humanity. The suffering that really we wish weren't there, and being soft with that. So this is about accessing those disciplines and those spiritual practices and psychological practices that dissolve those old patterns and bring in those new neural pathways, those new energy pathways. This is about disciplined soul work and creativity to create a more expansive reality. And so Saturn also is about rules and regulations and laws. And Pisces is about ecstatic, mystical union. And so we can also expect over the next couple of years that psychedelic assisted psychotherapies and things like that, there will be some more rules and regulations to bring that more into the culture. So Saturn stabilizes and crystallizes spiritual energy into reality and the healing process. So the other thing that Saturn in Pisces is asking us to do, inviting us to do, is to acknowledge how our thoughts and our feelings and our energy affects each other. We are all becoming a lot more empathic and sensitive energetically. And so we are being asked to be more conscious about the subtle levels of energy and how we interact with another person and to take responsibility for it. So if you're being with someone and there's a smile on your face, but you're swirling in a whirlwind and that person is like, I feel a swirling whirlwind. And you say, well, something must be wrong with you. It's like, nope, take responsibility. Or what will happen with Saturn in your relationships is the results will come. With Saturn, you can always count. You're going to see the results of your actions and where things are working and where things are not working around this compassion and this kindness and this empathy and love and our willingness to connect. So we're getting a deeper understanding of the web of life, how we feed into it, what we put into it, and what we draw out from it, and acknowledging that we are all becoming more empathic and sensitive. And Saturn in Pisces is inviting us and also showing us how to become more skillful with this empathy by creating healthy boundaries, which really is about being willing to be present with yourself. What I have found as an empath my whole life is that things go better when I keep my awareness in myself and I know what it feels like to be in my own skin so that I can be aware of what you're experiencing, but I'm not abandoning myself. I think it's when we abandon ourselves that we end up absorbing toxicity from others and making it our own because we don't know who we are, where we begin and end. And so the next couple of years is going to be a real emphasis on dropping into ourselves with compassion and kindness. So the one last thing I want to talk to you about is Pluto moving into Aquarius on March 23rd. And we're in this transition phase between 2023 and 2024, where we are deconstructing and reconstructing a lot. What has been hidden and what comes to the surface? Pluto is about, Pluto empowers, amplifies, and intensifies the nature of the archetypes it's in. And it also reveals the shadow. So since 2008, Pluto has been in Capricorn. And the moment that Pluto went, or a few weeks after Pluto went in, we started having the banks collapsing. And here we are, Pluto is at the last degree of Capricorn, moving into Aquarius till 2044. The next 20 years, most of it is Aquarius, and we have another bank collapsing. It's like you can't really even make this stuff up. So we've been looking at in the past, since 2008, all of the structures in our culture that have been rooted in corruption and deceit and lies and injustice and Also, where things have been on shaky ground, where things haven't been working, and Pluto's been just exposing that massively. Now, Pluto's moving into Aquarius. But over the next 2 years, Pluto goes into Aquarius, for example, on March 23rd, stays there till June, then dips back, then goes back into Aquarius in December for most of 2024, but dips back and forth. And then finally, in December 2024, Pluto stays in Aquarius solidly for 20 years. And so this transition phase that we're in for the rest of 2023 and 2024, where there's a back and forth, we are continuing to deconstruct and reconstruct, and things are going to continue to come to the surface around the structures. And we're going to keep seeing what we need to see, so that as Aquarius comes in, one sign when it comes, so there's Capricorn, and after Capricorn's Aquarius, each sign is an antidote to the other. So Capricorn, we've been really with this really heavy, fascist, you know, plutocratic energy. And Aquarius is just totally the opposite of that. So Aquarius is about over the next 20 years, we are focused energetically and supported by these galactic energies, a gradual shift over the next 20 years to a more equitable and just world. I promise you, in 20 years, things aren't going to be perfect. We're still going to have huge, massive problems. We're not going to be, but things will be shifting radically over the next 20 years. Part of it is that you and I and everyone else has changed since Pluto's been in Capricorn. We don't even realize how much we've changed, because Capricorn is about the structure of your own being and clearing your own shadow and seeing where the, you know, so much has changed. And also your capacity to hold these high vibrations of love in your body and clearing out sort of some of the heaviness in our psyches. And we've been doing this. So now we have this Aries equinox energy that is totally activating the new chapter in your life, the new chapter in humanity's life, the new book we're all writing collectively together. And this shift into Pluto in Aquarius is about empowering and amplifying the witness consciousness, so that we can kind of rise above what's happening and get a bird's eye view. Aquarius is associated with the eagle that soars. And Aquarius is also about spaciousness, the big sky of mind, the boundless spaciousness of mind that can see new possibilities, that perceives, that is committed to innovation. Aquarius is about innovation and breakthrough. Aquarius is all about freedom. Capricorn's about form. And Aquarius is like freedom. It's an air sign. It doesn't really acknowledge limitations or boundaries. It soars through them to say, this isn't really that problem that you thought it was. Look over here and poof, there's innovation that is pouring through. And some of the innovation that's going to be pouring through, there's been a deliberate stopping of it. There's been this old structure that's like, no, no, no. And that's been really demonstrated by Saturn squaring Uranus. That's also still with us over the next couple of years, that the new and innovation is being birthed. But the old is like, no, no, we're trying to stop this. And we can really see how this plays out in the world. And we can really see how this plays out in our lives as well. So Aquarius is all about higher love, higher truth, higher consciousness. Aquarius is about the empowerment of grassroots, of community, of collaboration. You are going to be hearing the word collaboration a lot. And it's so interesting that I read this article about dance troupes and how dance troupes are starting to let go of the idea that they have to have a composer, an artist who creates the dance. I don't even remember what they're called, a choreographer, but instead the troupe itself collectively is choreographing. And I think this is a really good example of what's happening, is that this energy of collaboration, of liberty, of freedom, of breakthrough, a breaking through old structures into something new that's really expansive. All of us in our lives, we're going to be having this relationship to this energy. I know that for me, I really want to collaborate more. I've been a soul practitioner, acupuncturist, and astrologer, and you know, these groups, I've been alone doing it for my entire career. And all of a sudden, I am wanting to partner with other people and collaborate with different schools. And because I recognize that in my own personal development, that's going to be growthful for me and also a lot more fun and more interesting. And many, many people are kind of the popcorn's popping all over the place for that one. So there's for Aquarius, it's about justice for all, not just the few. It's about the empowerment of everyday people, humanitarianism. Aquarius loves to experiment. Aquarius is associated with frequency and higher chakras, the galactic, other planets and other realms and different areas of consciousness, our star brothers and sisters and our galactic ancestors. It is about the empowerment of innovation and social movements. Aquarius questions everything, especially authority. We have seen with Pluto in Capricorn an empowerment of dictators around the world. Well, that is not the way it is with Aquarius. It is that you're going to see that really shifting. Aquarius likes to empower non-traditional paths, new ways of thinking, new perspectives, breaking out of old molds and patterns. We will see an empowerment also of science and technology. And what you're going to be hearing a lot about, and you already are hearing a lot about, is artificial intelligence. This is very Aquarian. And we're going to see unbelievable breakthroughs in medicine and in healing. And some of it's going to have to do with frequency medicine. I just heard Terry Gross Fresh Air, someone wrote a book called, I think it's called Frequency Medicine. And it's all about medical people looking at how frequency heals and how every cell is just a spiral of energy and that you can heal on that level. Now, of course, we know all that. We're energy workers and healers, acupuncturists. Some of you are sound healers. You know all that. But it is seeping into medicine and science. And that is going to continue to explode over the next 20 years so that we find innovative solutions to things, health problems that seemed intractable. And some of this is going to be wonderful. And there's going to be a lot of hallelujah. And some of it's going to be like, oh God, artificial intelligence can bring more communication and can bring ease into our life. But it can also bring a lot more manipulation. It can bring a lot of overwhelm and invasion of privacy. And we all have to choose, how do we want to participate with this? How much of all of this innovation? Because the shadow of Aquarius, and that will also be shown to us over the next 20 years very clearly, is that when Aquarius is disconnected from the heart, it's too mental. Think of what it's like when you're on the computer for too many hours and you're like, you can't even feel your body. And you get really irritable. And there's, you know, the shadow of Aquarius is too detached, too mental, too much happening all at once. That movie, Everything Everywhere All at Once, you know, it's like the overwhelm of just everything, all dimensions being available all at once. And a judgment of the earth experience is also true. And so the antidote to this is to embodiment practices. Slowing down, bringing the heart. And what I love right now is that with Saturn and Pisces really crystallizing and bringing into form this compassion and this love and healing modalities and paying attention to water, the waters of our body and the water of love and all of that, it's a balance point for all of this Pluto in Aquarius, all of this. And so when science and technology are surrendered to heart and are in devotion to nature, we get something pretty awesome. And when it's not, we get something that we really need to question how we want to use it. So, this next 20 years is a really pivotal time for all of us to really intend to awaken to higher consciousness, higher truth, higher love, and to commit to the healing and repair that we each need and that's needed in the world. And so that is all of that energy is here right now and coming through the spring season. And I also just want to just remind you that we are going to have eclipses April 20th to May 5th. And those eclipses are really activating change, but also the May 5th eclipse is going to be a Scorpio full moon and the sun is going to be conjunct Uranus, which is like activating what I just said about Pluto, about change. It's earthquake energy. And it could be literal earthquake energy or just earthquake in consciousness. The earthquake of sudden awarenesses, the earthquake of breakthroughs. And some of that could be yourself. You're sitting in meditation and you have never reached this expansive state of consciousness before. That is also an earthquake in consciousness. So it has many levels. So we want to really set our intention at this equinox for people to, for all of us to bring in peace and kindness and love and to remember that Venus is with the North Node and to really align with her, to slow down, to be intentional, to connect with nature and to bring our awareness into our, back into our bodies. And then some of these really powerful activations can be that kind of like expansion of light rather than a feeling of explosions. And there'll be some explosive energy. But we want to balance that with our heartful devotion and love for opening to the new beginnings that are happening. Okay.